Good morning, you listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who's the chairman with the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, doing wonderfully. How you doing?
I'm well. Well, it's been a long time since we've got to catch up. And since we've seen each other, you've had fourth quarter and year-end results. I wanted to talk to you about that. Actually, your results were so good, the newspaper called me in Chattanooga and asked me to comment on it. And, you know, you were up for the year, I think, 13.7% in a market that's been relatively flat. So talk a little bit about that.
Kemp, our results were an improvement over where we've been. They're certainly not where we want to be, but we'll take improvement at this point. It was our first profitable quarter since the second quarter of 08. It's been a very, very difficult period, and obviously our top line has suffered as everybody's has. But this last year, our sales were up over 13%. The industry ups around 1%. So I think we are beginning to outperform the industry again, which we consistently did before the financial meltdown. In the fourth quarter, for instance, our sales were up about 23%,
right,
which would certainly indicate that we finished the year strong. We think the upper end of the market, the better goods, are beginning to sell and outperform the rest of the market. And candidly, I think there are people there. There's pent-up demand. There's people there with the ability to buy. And there is still beautiful product out there, so we think that combination has meant that our business has come back faster than the general market has come back.
Yeah, and remind me again. I know that, you know, the average wholesale price of carpet's around $6 or $7, and you guys, you're at least twice that, aren't you?
We're in the $20 range.
Right. Yeah, I know you play on both ends. You do have some polyester products on the lower end, but even in that case, they're higher than most other polyester products. And then you go on up with Maslin, you go into the $40 range with carpet, don't you?
Kemp, and with wool products at Fabrica and Maslin, into the $50 and $60 range. So we really do cover a broad spectrum of price points. Last year, all of our brands were up. That's Maslin, Fabrica, Dixie Home, and Maslin Contract. So we're seeing improvement across the board in the upper end of the market.
Yeah, I ran the numbers when I got to look at the CRI year-end numbers and saw where, even though there were some attempts to raise prices last year, the average wholesale price of carpet only went up maybe a half of 1% last year. But I know this year there was an attempt made in late January to raise prices 7 to 9% from several different companies. How has that gone for you guys?
Kemp, I think the price increases that were announced in the February time frame have been pretty much fully implemented, and I would say raw materials were going up so rapidly they had to be. Raw materials tend to be about two-thirds of your cost, and when they go up dramatically, obviously carpet prices have to go up. Now, if raw materials continue to increase, there will be additional increases for that reason. But I would say the increases that were announced previously have been implemented by us, and I think pretty well by the industry. One thing that may impact that average, or a couple of things that may impact that average selling price, is retailers do have price points. And if prices go up, they get another product to fill that price point, and that could be a trade down from nylon to polyester, or something of that sort, or to a lighter weight product. The other thing is that a lot of customers simply are only going to spend so much,
right,
and they are not able to buy the same product that they might have otherwise. I will say, though, our wool business was up nicely, which is our most expensive product. So it depends on which part of the market you're catering to.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about first quarter. I know you are a public company, but what can you tell us about what you're seeing so far in the first quarter?
Kemp, all I can share with you is what we announced when we had our conference call in the first quarter relative to the fourth quarter. And we said at that time that our sales in this year started out relatively slowly in January, and that we were coming off the fourth quarter with a 23% increase. January was only up about 10%. But I do think the weather conditions had a big impact on that. February sales were actually up about 18%, and we said at that time that our sales through the first 10 weeks were up approximately 13% and anticipated being up over 20% for the quarter. Now, remember, we are going to have one extra week in the first quarter, so that means we will have 7 additional shipping days.
Yeah.
So that also impacts that by about 7%. But our order entry has been stronger than our sales. We feel like it will be a decent quarter for us. I do think the industry started out slowly like we did because of the weather and has improved, but I would not look for the industry to be up dramatically in the first quarter.
Well, you know, I just was talking actually in the last week getting ready for the next issue of Floor Focus magazine. I was talking to a couple guys just so I could be informed for the Strategic Exchange article I write, and most of the people I talked to said that March was looking even stronger than what they'd seen the first 2 months, which is, I guess, positive news to hear.
I think that's definitely true. Attending different meetings, that seems to be the indicator that March traffic at retail is much better.
Right.
Now, let me add, I think commercial has been decent for the quarter.
Right.
I think residential will be down slightly, but commercial will be up a fair amount. And obviously, tile is leading that, modular tile.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing the broadloom side come back as well.
And we're seeing a lot of life in the corporate/office sector, aren't we?
Right. You know, what we all tend to forget is that probably 90% of the market is replacement.
Right.
And no, we're not getting the new buildings like we used to, but
yeah.
Companies are earning money and they are investing in their facilities, and new carpet is part of that. So the commercial market really, starting in the third quarter of last year, began to improve pretty significantly. It was up, I think, like 8% in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw or not, but when they upgraded the GDP for fourth quarter to 3.2%, they also released a number that said that corporate profits were up 20-some percent, which is the highest level since 2004. So that speaks well for the commercial market.
It's great news.
All right. Well, listen, I did get a chance to see what you guys had in the Surfaces show. Where I'm drawn to, naturally, is the plush stuff that you had. And you guys continue to amaze me in the looks that you come out with. And you still have a solid team when it comes to product development, don't you?
Kemp, new product is really the mainstay of our business.
Yeah.
We're a product-oriented company and don't play in the lower end of the market.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're not a cost-driven company like a lot of companies are. But our intent is to build beautiful, well-styled, good quality product. And we've done that in nylons. We are doing that in our DuraSilk or polyester products today. And we do it with wool as well. All of them have shown growth for us in last year and in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. And you still have a small manufacturing operation on the West Coast, and then most of your manufacturing is done in Alabama. Is that right?
That is correct, but actually we have added capacity on the West Coast, believe it or not.
Okay.
Tufting capacity. Now, we have plenty of dyeing and finishing capability, but we added to our capabilities in tufting so we could service the West Coast better for our brand.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you spending time with us. It's good to talk to you about year-end results, and hopefully we'll be continuing to watch you grow this year. So, again, we've been talking to Dan Frierson, who's chairman of the Dixie Group. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.